Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Hollywood's Batman, the anchor in Warner Brothers' most expensive franchise, stands accused of sexual misconduct against a then 21-year-old actress. Moreover, Justice League, a tentpole coming out in less than 5 weeks. A blockbuster the entire industry is counting on to salvage the 2017 box office. A crowd pleaser needed to remind people why they love going to the movies. An investment that with promotional costs probably reaches $250 to $300 million is now in serious jeopardy. No, it's not. Look, your average American punk out there, your millennial loser, he does not care whether or not Ben Affleck groped Miss Burton. I'll tell you what he does care about. Did you get any pictures? I like him pictures. I like chicks. Did you get any pictures? Somebody sent me an email yesterday. It's one of the funniest things that I just read the headline, and I'm still laughing. Oh, here it is. Here's a headline. Home Depot panics over millennials. Forced to host tutorials on using tape measures and hammering nails. In other words, millennials that can't find work are going to find jobs at Home Depot, don't know what a hammer is, don't know what a tape measure is, and don't know what a nail is.
Is it like, you know, man, like, you know, on like a video game? Because
I can play some video games.
Pathetic.
Farther away from tradition we get, the worse it gets, folks. Tell God to go pound sand, and the further, the more sand he goes to pound, the worse it gets for us. Affleck, the star of that film, not only stands accused of sexual misconduct, he does so in the eye of a hurricane, a rampage to make examples of powerful men, a perfect storm that could capsize his entire career. The fallout of Hollywood loses its Batman, and an Oscar-winning director is incalculable. Now, the fallout is, again, it's not moral, it's not about sin, it's not about holy deaths and blessed eternities. The fallout is about bank accounts. Even though we're talking about mortally sinful activity, stuff that gets you damned forever. Better church, please. You sound like a 10 revival preacher. Actually, I'm just repeating what the mother of the Redeemer, Our Lady, Mother Mary, said, Fatima, Portugal, to the children. Many souls are damned as a result of sexual sin. Most, she said. We're not going to stop that. We're not worried about whether or not Miss Burton was sexually damaged. We're not worried about whether or not Mitter Affleck scarred his soul. We're not worried about people that might see said event, repeat it. Maybe already did. We're not worried about any of that. What we're worried about, or what they're worried about, is income. It's all about revenue. Now, that pretty much tells you everything you need to know about the way the rest of this travesty, the way the rest of this controversy is and scandal is going to be adjudicated.
No one is going to be made. By the way, we just proved that the telephone lines work. Again, it's Thursday. I haven't spoken to another human being since I left the St. Benedict Center Saturday. But it's okay. Mike doesn't mind being in the fishbowl by himself, talking to the Three Stooges cutout for days on. It was just hours. Now it's days on end. We're about to set a record. But I digress. Back to the Breitbart story about Ben Affleck. As if the news could not be any worse, as we have seen over the years, these things also have a way of snowballing. One accuser begets another, and then another, and then another. The floodgates open, more accusers are encouraged to come forward, more powerful men are accused, blah, 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 blah. Would anyone be surprised to see a boycott against Justice League, stories of booze, when Affleck appears on screen? This is toxic death. Why? Why is anyone going to... All he did was grab the woman by the... By the gay dick... I say all he did. Now, remember, this is America 2017. All he did was grab the woman fully clothed, grabbed a handful of décolletage. Better church, please. Better church, please. It's not porn, is it? I mean, this is mild compared to hardcore pornography, isn't it? Oh, but you see, we must have something to complain about, to pretend as though we are moral people, you think. No one likes to be thought of to be demonic or a demon. No one. Story continues. That is a searing environment we find ourselves in right now, and Batman himself, one of Hollywood's most valuable properties, stands accused dead in the middle of it. Stands accused of what? Again, he grabbed some décolletage. Now, you may be wondering right now, has Mike lost his mind? Mr. Church, why aren't you offended by all this? Well, I'm fitting to... explain that to you. So let me see if I understand this. So because Affleck grabbed some décolletage and it wasn't scripted. Follow me now. In other words, this wasn't in the Maggot Television sex romp sex capade show script.
Or the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Mm. Right, right. So, because this was not in the script, in other words, it didn't say Ben grabs breast, tweaks, squeezes, Hillary smiles, and then says, oh, no, not here. Because it wasn't in the script. Follow me now. Why? It's an outrage. Why? We're going to have boycotts. Why? We're going to bring the house down. Why? We're going to end Ben Affleck's career. Why? 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 Okay, fine. Get outraged. Go ahead. Boycott. Protest. Do whatever you want. I have a question, though, for you, however. And this is why I get paid the little bucks, if I get paid at all these days. What about the parts that are in the script where not only does Affleck grab the décolletage, I've seen him put it in his mouth. He wasn't married. It was right there on the screen. I saw it 70 feet wide in a movie theater. Did you? I did. Oh, Minister Church, please. That's art. That's different. Oh, okay. So we have a dividing line now between sinful activity. Oh, as long as I call it art, it's not sinful anymore. Oh, okay, got it. Got that, citizen? Move along, citizen, nothing to see here. So let's review, shall we? And this is why Harvey Weinstein has no chance getting out of any of this, because none of what he did was scripted. We're going to get panties all twisted in a wad, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't. People are going to be upset. There's going to be upset. There's going to be calls for boycotts. Oh, we're not going to buy the Batman doll for Christmas now. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to hurt your bank account, Mr. Affleck. This is how you get punished in America. You don't atone for your sins. You don't go to confession. You don't try to make reparations through prayers or anything. You don't humble yourself. No. What you do is you start donating money to people that supposedly need it. Like Hillary last night. I'm going to give all the money that Harvey Weinstein gave to me to charities. Oh, you mean charities that kill babies? Oh, what a great outcome that is. I can hardly wait. So can the kids. So let's review. If you grope or grab a breastises, and it's not scripted, that's not cool. Don't do it. I can see Chris Rock doing this as a bit. Let's review. If you gonna grab a breastises, don't grab one that's not in the script. Wait for the director to say action, then they go get you some booty. Chris Rock might say. And he'd be correct. He'd be 100% correct. You see the duplicitous nature that this is ridiculous. I would just prefer that these people, all of them, say, yeah, of course I groped her. So what of it? Stand in line, peasant. Buy some tickets to my movies. I'm going to give you some supersized groping in the next flick. This point no one is going to make. I'm saddened by that. But it is the point. So again, let's review. It's okay to have illicit, fully nude sex on camera, on TV, or in movies, provided it's in the script. Long as it's in the script, well, then I'm just acting. But no dilly-dallying around when it ain't in the script. The point is that neither one of them are acceptable. One has been made, should be made now, acceptable as a result of the other. Now, if I were Ben Affleck, I'd say, well, she didn't complain when such and such, did this to her in a movie. Why was it so bad? You know what? Hey, I was transitioning that day. I was transitioning to a... They told me I was an actor. I didn't want to be an actor that day. I wanted to be a writer. So I put Gropegate in the script. Up in him. Much ado about nothing.